Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Top Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Hubbard. Today we'll be doing the Game of Thrones Part 2. Very exciting. I'm here with my co-host, Sky Zeeb, the one and only man, myth, the legend.
Yes, sir.
I'm also here with my Aunt Sharon. And Eric and Clement are also here, just hanging out.
Hey.
How's everyone doing today?
What's up?
All right, everybody.
All right. So we're going
to
be doing
for support.
Yeah, they're going to be here to hang out. Most of the Game of Thrones combo is going to be coming from me, Sharon, and Scott. So, to do a quick plug, we'll be having the Unscripted Jeopardy tonight at 6 to 8.
6:30.
Or 6:30 to 8:30?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
What's that noise?
Yeah, what is that noise?
I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah, I think we're good.
We're good.
All right. So that'll start at 6:30. We'll get right into it. So last time, I have what we have right here. You ready, Scott?
Yeah.
For the best, obviously our top five categories are best, very good, mediocre, meh, and trash. At the best, we have Jon Snow, Ramsay Bolton, Jaime Lannister. Very good, we have Ned Stark, Joffrey, Bran, Theon, Renly, Rob, and Sam. Mediocre, we had Robert Baratheon, Sansa Stark. Meh, we had Khal Drogo. And then trash, we had Randall Tarly and the Sand Snakes. So we're going to dive right into it with a new character here. Sharon, tell us a little bit about Varys.
Oh, Varys. Okay. Well, I liked Varys, and I thought they did him wrong in the end. I think he was the only character that was truly in it to see what was best for the country or for the people as a whole. He wasn't in it to get the throne himself. He wanted to see the best person on the throne.
Okay.
I thought he was a very good character.
Yeah. So you'd put him in very good?
I'd put him in very good.
Sky, what do you think about Varys? One of the top schemers in Westeros.
He has no balls.
Well, yeah. That's not really... that's not his whole thing, though.
He's cool. I think... Yeah, they did him wrong in the end. I put him in, mediocre. He told the truth the whole time. It's for the good of the story. He just didn't have, a huge role.
I'm going to have to agree with Sharon and put him in very good because I think he was integral to the story. I mean, in the end, he didn't have a huge impact, but throughout the whole story, he definitely did. With his little curves and stuff.
He with his little secrets, and he was like a gossip girl. That's all he was.
Yeah, but he's the reason a lot of big shit happened.
Yeah, and then his little gossip girl ass ended up dead.
I mean, you're right. You are right. So what are your favorite
snitches
characters, Sky?
Snitches.
What's up?
Snitches get stitches.
You are right. Moving on to probably one of the better characters that people would want us to talk about, Tyrion Lannister. Get us started, Zemo.
He was awesome. Hilarious. He was a favorite amongst a lot of people. Definitely the best Lannister. They did it right for him in the end.
Yeah,
I liked how it ended for him.
If they did anything right, I think that's one thing. Yeah,
the best. Just because of his story. That was one story they did right. His story was good.
Cher, what do you think about Tyrion?
Oh, I thought he was like one of the best characters out there. I mean, who doesn't like a character that drinks and knows things?
Yeah.
You know? He was very good at playing the game, and he was also there to see the best person get on the throne.
Yeah.
And even though he was a Lannister, and he did, like, he had a good bond with Jaime.
Yeah.
He wasn't there just to see the Lannister succeed.
Right. And I think definitely from, like, season 2 to maybe, like, season 5 or 6, he was the best character in Game of Thrones, like, unquestionably.
Yes.
He made a couple mistakes along the way, but I think that was the point. So are we all going to agree put him in the best then?
Yeah.
Kind of got to be, right?
For sure.
All right. Next up. Kind of a minor character. We're going to go the old maester from the Citadel. The Archmaester. He was kind of Sam's mentor.
Oh, yeah.
You remember him when he went to the
Citadel?
Yeah,
I do remember him, but I don't want to start it off.
Yeah, he told him he couldn't do the one spell. Or
yeah,
not the
Jorah.
One spell, the one treatment. He said
yeah,
that you, no yeah. way you can pull that off.
The grayscale thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I'll
and
even start. I say he's a good actor. I know he was in Harry Potter, and but he really wasn't here for much. So I just say meh. Trash. But he didn't do much.
He wasn't like bad, but like what was he in there for? 2 episodes.
Yeah. Not much of an impact. Where are you going to put him, Sky? What do you think?
I agree, probably, man, because of the lack of impact to the story. I mean, he taught, you know, Sam, like you said, it was his mentor, and now Sam's the best, I would say, in the whole land. But
he's definitely one of the smarter characters. Yeah, I think we're going to put him in back.
Yeah.
You cool with that, Sharon?
I'm cool with that.
All right. Tormund Giantsbane. He's very popular
cool.
for having a crush on Tormund. He's the ginger guy that hangs the wilding. That
oh yeah, yeah.
The one that wants to.
I loved him.
Him and Brienne are hilarious.
Cool.
He's one of those guys that really isn't a good guy, but he's so funny because you know watching him go to like the north and like he doesn't know the customs. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, he's not really, like, classy at all. So when he talks to those people, it's hilarious.
Yeah, well, he truly is a wildling. He doesn't know what the customs are of a civilized culture.
Yeah.
But I thought he was a great character.
I'd agree. I can't put him in the best because I think, I don't know if he's that complex of a character. But
right.
I think for what he is,
he's very good. What do you think, Sky?
I'd say very good as well. I like him as a character, like he said. I wouldn't really put him in the best, but he's okay.
Yeah. He was cool. All right, now let's talk about the king, Tommen Baratheon. This poor bastard. He wasn't as evil as Joffrey, but
he was clueless.
He was kind of a pussy, I think.
He's also such a little kid that he really was under the influence.
Yeah.
I mean, he was under the influence of his mother, and then he was under the influence of his wife because all he wanted to do was fuck her.
Yeah.
I mean, he would do whatever he wanted, whatever he could to get her back.
Yeah. You're right. What were you saying, Debo?
I was going to say he was under the influence of like them the whole time. He wasn't ready to be king at all.
Yeah.
He was way too
I think
young.
He would have been a good king. had he been a little older.
The thing is, we put Joffrey at very good. I like him better than Joffrey, but I can't put him at very good because I don't know if he was a very good character. Yeah, I like him better because
no,
he was a
good kid. I put him in mediocre.
I think because
he did add to the story. He moved the story along very well.
And one of the cooler deaths was him hopping out that fucking window when he saw Margaery and everything. I feel bad. The kid got a bad deal. You know, he was forced to pick between his mom and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, what happened to his wife, we'll get into Margaery, but... So
he got into Margaery.
Yeah, he did get into Margaery.
Bet he did.
Bet he did. So Tom is mediocre. We'll agree on that one. Tom is mediocre. All right. Next up. Lord Jorah Mormont, the faithful companion to Daenerys Targaryen.
He was so in love with her.
Yeah. I think he was one of the only deaths in season 8 that I thought was justified. Like him like sacrificing himself and dying for Daenerys was the way it was supposed to end for him. So that makes sense.
True. That was what he lived for, was to protect her, and that's what he did. He protected her and he went down.
Yeah. What do you think, Scott?
I'd say very good.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
Very good?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, he's even just there around the best. But I would say very good, too.
Jorah the Explorer.
Yeah. I'm looking at a couple of these names here. Maester Aemon Targaryen. He was very influential to Jon, kind of a mentor.
Oh, he was the one up in the...
The blind guy, yeah.
Yeah.
The blind dude.
He was the backstory on this dude, I think, is more interesting than anything. The fact that he was a former Targaryen. He was supposed to be king, but he turned it down.
Right.
Because he thought his brother would be more suited for it. So he was more of a maester. And, you know, he gave good advice to Jon and Sam.
He gave great advice to them. He was, know so much of he was a mentor, but he was a great advisor to both of them.
Right. You know, I think he was very influential. You know, he got through to Tyrion and made Tyrion kind of believe that there could be undead out there.
Right.
You know? Skye, what were your thoughts on him as a character?
He was a good character. So, and when he died, it was kind of sad.
It was.
Yeah, it was one of the sadder deaths. But it was like he died of old age.
Right.
He was old, so it wasn't as sad as the others. That's why I said kind of. But, I'd probably put him in very... I don't know. He's, like, almost in very good, but...
I'd say
he could be in mediocre.
Yeah,
I'd say mediocre.
Right on that line.
We'll put him on that borderline, then. Because I actually agree with you guys. I'll put him at the top of mediocre. He's right there. All right. A great father. Someone that really knows how to take his daughter to a barbecue. Stannis Baratheon.
What
do you think? Well, he did take his daughter to a barbecue.
Yeah, but the daughter was the barbecue.
What?
What do you think about Stannis, Skye?
That dude was messed up on so many levels. I almost disliked him as much as I disliked Theon.
Really?
And just because of, like, the betrayal. It's so messed up.
What betrayal? What, with his daughter?
Yeah. How could you betray her? That's against family. And
yeah,
his brother.
And his
gay brother.
Yeah.
The woman sent the spirit after him.
He was the rightful heir to the throne.
He was supposed to be king.
He should have been a king.
He had a cool story, so I'd put him in mediocre, but he could maybe be in very good. I just dislike him as a character.
I'd say he's painfully mediocre. To me, he's the worst of the Baratheons. That's my favorite house. But if we put Robert in mediocre, we got to put Stannis in either mediocre or meh.
Yeah.
Because, and really, all he was the end of his character is pretty much that lady, whatever the hell her name is, the Red Fire Queen.
Yeah, Melisandre.
Yeah. Pretty much, she thought he was going to be the Jon Snow, and he wasn't.
Right.
So, and then all we saw was him not being able to be that and fucking up at every turn.
Right, and he put his faith in her rather than in himself and in his family.
Yeah.
Because, like Sky said, the fact that he betrayed his family, first by killing his brother,
right,
then by killing his daughter, and he was so... He was the rightful heir. And he was so focused on that throne is mine, I want that throne. He would do anything he could to get that throne, and that was his downfall.
Yeah. It helps some people, that mindset, but it was his downfall. And he was just a crazy SOB.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the time, the thing with Stannis is, I like characters around him, but I don't like him. Like, I like Davos. I'm sure we'll get into him.
Yes.
He was a great character, and he was a good advisor to Stannis. But Stannis' scenes, I only liked them because they were with Davos.
Right.
So... anything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, he was cool.
He was in the Battle of Blackwater, and that's one of my favorite battles. So
he could barely
cool.
read.
Oh, yeah, Davos. We'll get to him later. But Stannis could fight, though. He
right.
was good with a sword.
He
was a general.
Yeah, and he was a good leader in that, in battle, but a leader as a whole, he sucked.
Kind of like Rob,
yeah,
but in a different way. So, mediocre?
Mediocre.
All right. I know all these people on the pictures, but I forget some of the names. Tyrion Squire, Podrick Payne.
He was dumb.
The man who satisfied a couple of whores to nobody's.
Nobody could figure out why.
No one knew how. You remember that scene, Sky?
Yeah.
He knew how to clap if he knew how to do anything. What do you think about him?
He was cool. I'd give him like mediocre. Because he didn't have a huge part in the story, but he had King's Blood.
What do you mean he had King's Blood?
Wasn't he, Oh, no, not the Squire.
Yeah, you're thinking of Jaime.
I know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the Podrick was Tyrion's Squire. He was kind of his little buddy
right.
the whole time.
And then he went to Brienne.
Right,
Brienne.
He would always, he'd run, grab the booze. All the
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
He was the booze bitch.
He was loyal to Brienne, too. What do you think, Sharon?
Well, I would put him in mediocre because he didn't have a lot to do with the story, but I think as a whole, he was a great character.
He's a funny side character.
He was a very funny side character. He was faithful, he was loyal, and he really took his job seriously as being a squire and wanting to become a knight is what he really wanted to do, and he wanted to learn the ways, and I thought it was really kind of touching at the point when Brienne finally decided to help him and teach him how to fight.
Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of sucks that we got to put him in mediocre because he didn't really have much to do
right.
with the actual plot. But he was such a good side character. So I'd say probably upper mediocre.
Yeah.
He was a part of some of the funnier scenes. Him and Bronn had some funny moments, too. All right. Next up, the Blackfish. Tully.
That,
Brendan Tully.
That was the older dude, right?
Yeah.
Well, hello there.
He was the uncle. He was Catelyn's brother.
Right. Right. I would put him in mediocre as well because he wasn't around long and he wasn't in many scenes. He was a great warrior, good fighter.
Yeah.
The way he stood up to everybody to get his castle back or keep his castle.
He died in his castle fighting for
it. Right, he went down swinging. But
I just remember the one memorable line when he was talking about Walder Frey. He said, "I've seen white or wet shit I like better than Walder Frey."
Yeah, that was funny.
But, yeah, I mean, he is a sidekick. Do you ever remember him, Sky?
He was the ghost, wasn't he?
He was what?
Wasn't he the ghost?
Not a ghost. No, he was basically Rob's uncle. Rob Stark's uncle. And
the one scene I remember him the most at, and I really got a chuckle, was when their father had died. And the younger punk was trying to get the lit arrow onto the floating pyre to light him on fire. And he kept missing and missing. And finally, the blackfish walks up, lights the arrow, doesn't even look, just flings it, and he hits it right on spot.
Yeah. That was badass. So, mediocre, since he's not really a huge character.
I'd say meh.
Yeah.
Meh?
I could even go meh.
I do like him, so I don't know if I want to go meh.
I like him, yeah, but he's just not around. He could be without him in the story.
Because even, like, he was the guy that went for a piss when the Red Wedding happened.
Right.
Like, he walked out.
That's why he survived.
Yeah. And he's such an afterthought of the Red Wedding.
Right.
The character really isn't that important. He's cool, the Blackfish.
Right.
All right, now let's talk about Davos. Jon Snow's trusty companion. He was Stannis' right-hand man for a while. He probably would have been the hand of the king. Sky, what do you think about Davos?
I would say very good. Because he kind of was there for a lot of the show. He had small clips, though.
I mean, he was there for the whole show. Or no, season 2 on, because that's when Stannis came in.
Right.
Yeah.
What was he, the Onion Knight or something?
Yeah, the Onion Knight. Because the story behind him is that he, during the whole siege of everything, when they were fighting against, what's his name? Rhaegar Targaryen. He snuck a bunch of onions in.
Right.
So they didn't starve to death. So that's why they called it the Onion Knight. But yeah, I mean, he was cool with Jon. I remember the one scene where Jon Snow was like, he walked into meeting Daenerys for the first time. And everyone, you know, that Missandei, we'll get into her too, but she was like the mother of dragons, the breaker of chains. She had at least 15 titles for Daenerys.
Right.
And then Davos was just like, that's Jon Snow, he's the king of the north. I'd say very good, because I liked how subtle the character was. And he had some of the best advice on any of the guys. I think he would have been a good head of the king to anybody.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
I was just going to say, he didn't die at the end, right? He was still alive.
Yeah, he was still alive. He might still be with Sansa. Maybe. Because he's not in Bran's cabinet.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. That's one of the stories that didn't really tie off that well. But what do you think? Very good, Sky?
Yep, I said that.
Now let's get into Tyrion's basically assassin, Bronn. What do you think of Bronn, Zemo? He's just the guy that kills people for Tyrion, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, he was dope. He wanted the castle.
Yeah, he really wanted that fucking castle, man.
And they got
that's
him.
All he wanted.
Didn't he end up getting the castle? I know he's on the cabinet.
He got it.
I know he ended up being on the cabinet with a Bran's, like, King's Court or whatever.
Oh, yeah, a member of the council.
Yeah.
I'd probably say Beth.
Really?
He was one of those guys that was actually really fucking cool to watch throughout the story. Always
he was
funny.
Badass. but I don't know if he really
Yeah, he was a badass. He was one of the best characters. That's it. Yeah, I like him.
I'd have to just go very good for Rob. Because, I mean, he was cool, and he was, but he was cool because of the guys he was with.
Right.
You know, Jamie and Tyrion. And he was their killers. Like, he was,
right.
But
right.
He was cool. He was like the guy that would fuck you up if you pissed Tyrion off.
Right, as long as he was paid enough money.
Yeah.
He had to pay him well.
He was a hired gun.
Right.
But I don't know if he was that contributing to the story. I'd say
I would put him at the top of, you know, towards the top end of very good.
Okay.
But he's not quite the best because he was kind of, he was really only in it for himself.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the Hound. We got to talk about him.
What a great arc he had, though.
Yeah.
You hated him, you liked him, you felt sorry for him.
Yeah.
Way cooler than his brother.
Yes.
And the whole thing that his brother put him, his face in the fire.
In the flames. Over a toy.
Scarred his life. Over a toy. And then he goes out, he dies by charging at his brother into the flames, you know, and he meets his reckoning. I think that was one of the best.
That was one of the best. It was well written how they ended him. I think it was one of the better endings to the last season.
I'd agree. And it was one of the most badass fights, too, those two going at it. I'd have
it
to
was.
Say the best, honestly. I'd put the Hound towards the best. Because he did have a lot of involvement in the story. He made Arya
he
what
did.
She is today. He's the reason Arya's as badass as she is. True. Or at least he's one of them.
Not completely.
Not completely, but he is one of them. He was there, and their scenes together were hilarious.
Yes.
Arya had a lot of masters. That's why she's a badass.
Right.
Yeah, but
not
he was
one
of those guys.
But there, in the scenes together, he was also, some of their scenes were very touching.
Yeah.
You know, like
he really had her back.
Right. He really kind of, he didn't want to, but he really did care about her.
Yeah. If you guys want to go very good, we can go very good. But I'd say he's one of the best characters.
I would agree as one of the best.
Okay.
Sky?
I'm going to say very good, but it doesn't matter.
All right, we'll put him at the low end of the best, then. Let's do some ass. Do some trash. Who's your least favorite character on Game of Thrones, Ducky?
My least favorite?
Yeah.
I know you guys probably liked her. I thought she was completely useless, and that's Catelyn Stark.
Okay, the mom, Robb Stark's mom, Catelyn Stark. She died at the Red Wedding. What are your thoughts, guy?
Mediocre. She gave not even good advice because she got them all killed at the Red Wedding, but she was just kind of there to look out for the family and be a mom.
I mean, I thought she was an extremely good character. I don't think we're doing her justice. I understand where she would come across as bitchy sometimes, but I thought that was just fierce. And I thought she was really... She was their mama bear. Like, she would not let anyone touch the pack. And
they all died.
And they all died. Yeah. She did. So obviously...
Yeah.
She did.
And they all died.
But she really tried her... Especially with Rob. Her scenes with Rob were some of my favorites. Because they had good chemistry.
I disagree with you on this one. I know she's one of your favorite characters.
Yeah.
I really didn't care for her that much. I would put her in mediocre or meh.
Okay. Sky, so you going mediocre or meh?
Mediocre.
That's interesting. I always thought you liked her.
I liked her, but I thought she's kind of stupid.
She did make some...
She made some really stupid mistakes.
Yeah. I think she passed on the motherly attitude to, like, Sansa, though. It is cool to see Sansa kind of become her.
Yeah.
She was the one who trusted the phrase.
Yeah.
Well, yes, in a way. She did set that deal up. Let's talk about one of the cooler... cooler characters. Of course, I know the actor, Pedro Pascal. Do you remember the guy's name? Say it's at Dorn.
Yeah.
So Martell.
Yeah, what was
Oberyn Martell. There we go. Oberyn Martell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't
smashing,
he get a cross?
Smashing guy. Yeah. Explosive personality.
Yeah, he was cool.
The character was cool. He banged a lot of people, men and women.
Yep.
You know, he was an elusive guy. He had revenge on his mind. You really wanted to see him beat the mountain in the end.
But yeah, he was a cool guy.
But he will always be remembered for that scene and that scene only.
Yep.
But his head gets smashed like a fucking watermelon.
But it's the want of revenge is what got him killed.
Yeah.
Because he had the mountain.
He got cocky.
Right.
It's the famous he got cocky.
Yep.
And it fucked him over. Only because he didn't even last a season, I'd say mediocre. I do think he's a good character with a lot of great potential.
Right.
It was cool.
I'd even say meh. I'd say meh.
I mean, you want to go meh?
I'd go meh.
I mean, he is just the guy that got his head smashed. I'd say he's the best part of anything involving Dorne, though.
Yes.
He's the best thing to come from Dorne from the show. Besides, like, obviously, because we have all the sand snakes and trash. Okay.
Let's see if we can find some trash characters.
Well, what's going on here? I forgot his name, but...
Who's that? I can't even tell. Oh, that's Daddy Lannister.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
That's the guy from...
We haven't even...
Oh, okay.
We haven't even done Daenerys yet.
Well, see, that's the final course, bro. You can't get to the entree right away. Let's actually talk about, even though we're not going to put her in trash probably, let's talk about Cersei. Cersei Lannister.
Take it away, Sky.
What do you think, Sky?
Trash. I hate
her. Get into it a little more. Why do you hate her?
Because she fucked her brother, and I feel like she was more dominant in it.
Okay. Cher, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, she was, like, involved with the story a lot, though. So she was important.
It's because of her that there was the Game of Thrones. Because
yeah, but it could have been a different character.
It could have been a different character. But
so I'm saying trash.
Cersei?
Trash?
No, Cersei's not trash. She's such a great villain. She outsmarted a lot of people on several occasions.
And I have to say, towards the end, I even kind of felt sorry for her.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, she got what she had coming to her, but... And she was evil. I mean, she just wanted to do whatever she could to reclaim that throne.
Yeah, I mean, I'd actually say she's a very good villain. If we're going to put Joffrey up there, we're going to put her up there.
Yeah. Well, Joffrey was as bad as he was before.
Yeah.
She programmed Joffrey.
Right.
She basically said, I mean, fucking her brother probably wasn't the best decision. But we would not have a story without her. She's
right.
A big villain.
Right.
No.
Probably more so than the Night King.
Yeah.
You can put her in very good.
Cool. All right, Alistair Thorne was the guy I was
thinking. That's the guy.
He basically Jon Snow's villain from early on. You know, he was the guy at Castle Black that did not like Jon Snow. Which is funny because he fought for Rhaegar Targaryen.
Right.
And that's why he got sent to the Wall. So he technically fought for Jon Snow's father. But
he didn't know it was Jon Snow's father. He just thought Jon Snow was a snotty bastard.
Yeah. So this guy was trash. I mean, he is a good villain or whatever, but there's nothing about him that I liked. I always wanted to see him die. When I did, I was satisfied. What do you think, Sky?
I'd have to agree.
And I didn't like the way he picked on Sam.
Yeah, he was mean to Sam, too. He always called him fat. So we'll put him in trash. Another trashy guy. We're going to do this two. We're going to do a twofer here.
Okay.
We're going to do Robin Arryn and his mom.
Okay.
So the woman that breastfed a 10-year-old boy, pretty much, and the 10-year-old boy that did the sucking.
Yeah.
So, would you say they're trash? Was there anything you liked about them?
No.
They were useless.
I mean, Robin made it to the end.
Right.
And he had a glow-up.
Right. And I mean, he did help by letting his army come to help win the Battle of the Bastards. But
yeah, but he was a snotty piece of shit.
The brass milk helped him.
Yeah, right. No, I think that's what made him stupid. He was dumb.
Yeah, he was a sadistic little bastard, too. He loved to see people thrown through
right.
the moon door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Vale of Arryn. I think it's a cool scenery, but all the Arryns are fucked.
Yeah.
So I put them in trash. All right. Well, let's go Loras Tyrell. We talked about Renly. This is his significant other. Pretty much his whole thing for being a homosexual, he ended up getting punished by the what were they called, the church or whatever. I forgot what they were called, but with the
yeah, that sect,
the five,
yeah,
the five or whatever,
yeah, the seven.
Oh, the seven. It is the seven.
Yeah, like the Warriors of the Seven or some shit. So he I mean, he got a raw deal, and then he ended up blowing up with everybody else in that church. So as a character, I'd say he's meh. What do you think, Scott?
Fate of the Seven, that's what it is.
I hate
Jerry,
it.
What do you think?
He was just kind of there in a scene. He didn't really have much to offer.
He was just Marjorie's brother.
Yeah.
So, meh.
Yep.
Now let's talk about Marjorie, who I would make my wife any day of the week. She's my Game of Thrones boo.
Yeah.
One of the smartest people in the story, to be honest.
Top three hottest girls in the whole show.
Okay, well, yeah. But also, great mind on her. Awesome mind.
Yes.
Awesome heart.
Awesome heart. I just thought she was awesome. I mean, she played Joffrey. She made Joffrey nicer. No one knows how to do that but her.
Yeah, she did play him really well.
Yeah, she was starting to make him nicer. She was starting to paint him in her image. And she did the same thing to Tommen. She's a good manipulator. She was basically just a less bitchy Cersei. She's a good manipulator, but she doesn't act like she's better than everybody.
Right.
I would actually put her towards the best.
Yeah, because and it was her ability to play the game so well that got her killed.
Yeah.
Because she was, Cersei saw her for the threat that she was.
Yeah, because she was even playing the church.
Yeah.
Yeah, she played everybody.
Would you put her in the best, Scott?
I would put her at either very good or the best, yeah.
Okay.
Probably very good, though.
Very good. Yeah, we can go to the top end. We'll put her at the low end of the best, though.
Right.
Because I do think she was really good. Now, let's talk about another female who it's kind of hard, but I do have a resentment towards her, and that's Lady Talisa. She was Robb Stark's love interest.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, she was a great girl. Very nice, beautiful. Probably would have been a
good
queen.
Out there saving lives.
Yeah,
she was out there saving lives on the battlefield.
She saved people's lives. Her and Robb's scenes were always awesome to watch. You know, that was a real good love story, and it was tragic the way it ended. But she is the thing to fuck everything up.
Yeah.
Like, if he would have just stuck to the phrase and didn't see a hot piece of cupcake, then maybe, you know, he'd still be alive. So,
But there was still going to be a wedding there, probably, because they needed to cross that bridge.
Well, yeah, but if he wouldn't have fell in love with Talisa, he could have got married to the phrase and none of this would ever happen. So him marrying her kind of set the red wedding.
Yeah, but you know, now that you think about it, even if Rob had married a Frey, they could have done to him what they did to Edmure.
Yeah.
And captured him on his wedding night and stuck him in a cell somewhere.
Yeah.
So it still could have happened.
Yeah, I mean, the Freys are pieces of shit. So anything could have happened.
And again, that rolls back on the mom.
Yeah, it does. So where would you put him?
You mean the girl?
Yeah.
You mean the girl? Who?
Where would you put her?
Mediocre.
Okay.
I'd go with that.
Good looking, but, you know, not a huge part of the story. Just a love story.
What about Brienne?
Didn't we already talk about it? Oh, yeah, Brienne of Tarth.
No.
You can set it off, Sharon.
I thought Brienne was a great character, and she was fierce, she was loyal, and I feel bad that in the end, she finally got Jaime, only for him to leave her and go back to Cersei, so I felt bad that she got her heart broken, but I thought she was one of the better characters. She was a very faithful and loyal servant, and it was very touching when she was knighted.
Yeah. I mean, her fucking Brienne kind of fucked everything up, and it was stupid, but, or not fucking Brienne, fucking Jaime.
Right.
But, yeah, I think she's a very good character. Would you? Sky?
I'd say the best.
You want to put her in the best? I think that's fitting.
I would put her up there, yeah.
I'm actually cool with that. Now we're going to go into our famous speed round, okay? I'm going to just start spouting off names. You guys tell me what you think. We're going to try to finish off this list.
Phew, we got a lot to finish off.
You ready?
Yep.
Very good.
Sir Barristan Selmy. Kingsguard. He was the Kingsguard with Brienne.
Right.
Not Brienne, with Daenerys.
Right.
Ended up dying because of the Sons of the Harpy. Still known as one of the top five warriors in Game of Thrones history.
I put him up towards the top. I wouldn't say he was the best, like, character-wise.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah, I was going to put him at mediocre. But, yeah, very good sign. Because he didn't do much in the show. Littlefinger.
You want to start, Sky?
Mediocre.
Put him at mediocre? You don't think he was a good bad guy?
No.
All right, we'll put him at mediocre then.
I thought he was brilliant.
I thought he was a great. I actually put him towards very good. Even towards the best.
Yeah, I thought he was a brilliant bad guy. I mean, he was such a schemer. And you never knew where he really... You didn't
know
who
he was just the
playing.
Guy. He was just the guy that owned the strip club.
It was a brothel, but... he was.
You know what I mean? In real life, that's how it is, too. He's kind of just that guy with a little bit of money that can kind of put his finger in the shit. He kind of sucks, so I'd say
that's
mediocre.
True.
But no, because he created the game of thrones. Because he created the lie that Jaime and Cersei had killed John Arryn.
Right.
He's the reason the Game of Thrones happened.
Right.
He put the knife to Ned Stark's throat.
Right, when actually it was Lady Arryn that killed her husband, right?
Yeah, because Littlefinger told her.
Right.
So, yeah, I got to put him towards the best.
And the way he got it in the end, I thought it was great.
Yeah, they killed him in a good way. All right. Arya Stark. Get us started, Zemo.
I'd say best.
Best.
Yeah, best. Thoros of Beers. The character with the flaming sword. He was the alcoholic priest with the sword.
Oh, yeah, and he could heal people.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But he died. He died on the ice when they went.
Right.
When they went to...
Yeah.
Beyond the wall.
But that's how Jon Snow came back to life.
Yeah. He's another red priest. What do you think?
I'd say mediocre.
Yeah, he was okay.
Now, Beric Dondarrion, his friend with the eye patch, that could do the same thing with the sword. This guy.
I'd say the same thing for him.
Yeah.
Tywin Lannister. One of the smartest generals in Westeros.
I'd say very good. If not,
I'd agree.
He's like almost there.
Oh yeah, he was a little too cocky. Maester
like
Pycelle.
Is he? Which one was he?
The king's maester, the old guy.
Oh.
The slimy dude.
Meh.
Oh yeah, that was having sex with all the other brothel girls. Yeah. He was funny though. I'd say mediocre.
Mediocre?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Gendry
Baratheon.
Just because he was funny because like he got caught having sex with them girls.
Yeah, that was funny with Tyrion.
Yeah.
When they cut his beard off.
Yeah.
All right, Gendry Baratheon, the Lord of Storm's End. The king's bastard.
I don't know where I'd put him. I mean, he didn't have
very
much.
Good, I think. Didn't he date Arya?
He clapped Arya. He didn't date her.
Yeah.
But they were good friends in the beginning, and then they clapped.
Yeah.
I'd say he's bottom end very good.
That's fine. I'd agree.
All right, Olenna Tyrell, the OG.
Oh, she was great.
Yeah, she went out like a badass, too, telling Jamie, I killed Joffrey.
Yeah.
Tell Cersei,
motherfucker. Tell Cersei, yeah. And she's the one that killed,
Joffrey, yeah.
She killed Joffrey. Because she was trying to protect Margaery.
Yep.
With the poison. The old lady.
I think she was one of the best characters.
I liked her. She's cool.
What do you think, best?
Yeah. I'd
She's
say
very
that.
Smart. Benjen Stark. Wasn't there for very long, you know, left in the beginning.
All you did is ever hear about Benjen until he came back and...
Yeah, he was a zombie.
Right.
Sacrificed himself to God.
Oh,
well,
that
was
the ghost
Bran?
Dude I was thinking about.
Oh, he found Bran and
oh yeah, yeah,
Bran
yeah.
Bran
and then
he died for job.
That's right.
What do you think, mediocre?
Meh.
Meh?
Meh.
I think he would have been a lot better.
Yeah, he would have been a dope character if they like actually put him on the show.
All right. Dario Naharis. Basically, Daenerys. Boy toy.
Yeah, he didn't. I mean, he was a good fighter and all, but he was meh.
Meh?
Or mediocre.
I would say mediocre more so.
Yeah, because it wasn't like a chore to watch him. Like he
right.
was funny,
right.
Especially him and Jorah were funny.
He was like what the one of the number one thieves or whatever. He's part of that group.
Yeah, he was a great swordsman. He could fight. All right, Balon Greyjoy. Theon's dad.
Oh, he's ass.
Yeah, I'd say he's ass. Or
yeah, he's ass. He sent off Theon as a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he received Theon's dick in a box. So there's that.
It's my
You're
dick in a
Greyjoy.
Box?
You're on Greyjoy, the evil uncle.
I actually kind of liked him.
I did too.
He kind of reminded me of like he was like a pirate almost. I mean, he was a pirate.
Yep.
He was kind of playing he was a pedophile uncle.
That dude was cool.
He was okay. I'd say he's not very good, but I'd say he's mediocre.
Mediocre. I'd be good with that.
Wasn't he the one that was trying to clap Cersei?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Roose Bolton. One of the
Wait, hold on. He did. He not trying to. He did.
No, he clapped. Yeah, he clapped. He's the one that he thought that he's the one that got her pregnant. But it was obviously.
Yep.
Roose Bolton. One of the archetypes of the
piece of shit.
Red Wedding. Probably my least favorite character. I put him in trash. He fucked Rob over.
Yeah.
And that was all he did. And then he got outsmarted by his son.
Yep.
I think for as good as the character as Ramsay was, Roose really wasn't shit.
Right.
So. And he had that face. He always looked like a dick.
Yeah, he just wanted to kind of slap him.
Yeah. Shit. Tyrion's a whore. That he fell in love with, and then she betrayed him.
Yeah.
I'd actually put her in trash.
I'm fine with either match or trash.
And I think the actress sucked. Like, her lines didn't felt forced. And Viserys Targaryen.
He's the one that started out wanting to be king.
Yeah.
And he's the one that married Danny off to
Khal Drogo.
Khal Drogo.
And then
he got
melted.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the best lines, though. If he was a true dragon, that wouldn't hurt him.
Yeah.
Yup. Yeah.
Ass? Do you remember Tommen's sister's name?
Did we do that Lady Mormont or whatever her name was from Bear Island?
She's not on this list, but yeah, where would you put her, Lady Mormont?
I'd put her at the best. She was a great character.
She was the best. She was a little
badass. She was a badass.
She was a little badass.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome.
Anybody. And she went out fighting.
All right, we'll put her at the best then. Now let's talk about Asha. She's one of the... She was a wildling that helped keep Bran alive for a long time.
Right. And she died...
She died trying to protect Rickon.
Right. That's what's the name.
And Ramsay slit her throat. I'd say she's mediocre.
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 All right. Now, Jon Snow's first lady, Ingrid.
Oh. The wildling?
I think it was a much better love story than what he had with Daenerys.
It was. And then he went back to be a wildling?
Yeah. I'd say she was very good.
I'd say very good, too. She was kind of hot.
I agree.
Low-key.
She was kind of hot, low-key.
Oh, yeah?
Hodor. What do you think of Hodor?
Oh, the best.
The best? He held the door.
Yes, he did.
That was, oh my god, fucking hold the door.
If he did anything, he held the fucking door, that's for sure. I'd say very good. I don't know about the best. Because he only knew one word.
Yeah, but then when you find out why he only knew that one word, it was so meaningful. I have to go with Sky on this one.
Right, we'll put Hodor as the best if you want to.
Booyah, the best.
Booyah. All right, there's a couple more here, and then we'll finish up. We're almost to the end. Melisandre. Huge part of the story. Brought Jon Snow back. I mean, a lot of the times you saw her naked, but...
Yeah.
She was with Stannis for a long time. I'm not a huge fan of her, but she did do a lot for the story.
Yeah, she... You needed her for the story.
So I'd probably say very good.
And you needed the nude cut scene, so I'd say very good.
All right. We got three more here.
Marcella Lannister.
I mean, she didn't do much. I mean, she died in front of Jamie, and it was sad.
Yeah, when she finally told him, I know you're my father.
Yeah. I mean, she seemed like a nice girl, but I'd probably just say meh.
Yeah.
Rickon Stark. Rickon.
Dude, you don't run in a straight line.
Dude, it's fucking zigzag, dude. I'd put him in meh for that. All right, Lord Commander Mormont. He was Jorah's dad, Lady Mormont's grandfather?
Yeah, mediocre.
I'd say he's mediocre, yeah.
Mediocre.
Right. Last name, I don't know anyone better. I mean, we left a couple out, but we got a full list here, so that's fine. Daenerys Targaryen. Finish this out, Sharon. What do you think of Daenerys?
Oh, I would put her up in the best. She was badass. She truly wanted that throne, though.
I agree.
And I don't think they did her justice.
Yeah, that's it. I agree with you 100%. It's just that last season kind of ruined it for me, and I'd have to put her at very good.
Yeah, they didn't do her justice in the last season.
No.
And that causes her problems with her day-to-day life outside of the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
do.
Wow.
I would put her at the best, though.
Mental problems.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, well, she has anxiety attacks and shit all the time,
yeah.
But I'd have to put her at the best. She's one of the key factors in this show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she had dragons.
She had fucking dragons. It's just the last season.
Yeah, the last season
fucked her. They need to redo it.
All right.
I mean, I understand her destroying King's Landing and all, but it was too quick of a turn.
Yeah, it did happen really quick. Really fast. All right. I'm going to go over our list real quick. First, I'm going to say... Sky, thanks for being on the show. It was a pleasure having you. You're always welcome
anytime,
back.
Anytime.
Sharon, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Now that we just have a couple seconds left, our list is the best. Jon Snow, Ramsay Bolton, Jaime Lannister, Tyrion, The Hound, Lady Margaery, Brienne of Tarth, Littlefinger, Arya, Olenna Tyrell, Hodor, Daenerys Targaryen. Very good is Ned Stark, Cersei, Joffrey, Bronn, Jorah, Bran, Theon, Renly, Robb Stark, Sam, Varys, Davos, Tormund, Sir Varys and Selmy, Tywin, Ingrid, Melisandre, Gendry, mediocre, we got Podrick, Aemon, Robert Baratheon, Sansa, Stannis, Tommen, Catelyn, Talisa, Thoros, Beric Dondarrion, Dario Naharis, Master Pycelle, Euron Greyjoy, Asha, and Lord Commander de Mormont. Matt, we have the Blackfish, Khal Drogo, Loras Tyrell, Rickon Stark, Benjen Stark, Marcella, and Oberyn Martell. Then we got Randall Tarly and Trash, Viserys, the Sand Snakes, Alistair Thorne, Robin and his mom, Aaron, Bela Greyjoy, Bruce Bolton, and Shay. That was our episode of Top Tier Podcast. We will see you guys next week, and I will be revealing on the Friday show what the episode will be. Thanks again, Sky. It was nice having you. Thank you, Sharon.
Of course.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you in half an hour.